Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
Welcome to the 11th annual MGP Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show, a show that has been going on for longer than this podcast. That's how long it's been going for. I'm Kev, and with me this year we have Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hooray! Sheepdog, you've got 11 seconds to explain the premise of the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show, starting now.
Kev asks questions about the most Googled things in various categories from around the world.
That took less than 11 seconds. That's not what you're asked to do. If you are new this year, that's basically how it works. This is, if you're here for the video game stuff, we don't do that. Once a year, we don't do that. Just once a year, we don't do that.
Collectively.
For this episode only, this show, like I say, precedes the Mature Gamer podcast. Me and Sheepdog have been doing this for 11 years now, dating back to the Best Ring From podcast that wasn't about video games, but we loved this show so much that we continue to do it every year. And we basically take what is now known as the Google Trends Review of the Year, but in the early years of this was known as the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year, a much better name, Google, and I will continue to ask you every year to change it back to Google Zeitgeist, because it's much better. But every year at this time of the year, Google released a Google Trends Review of the Year that has the top 10 most Googled things in lots of different categories from lots of different places around the world. We meet up once a year, and I ask this lot to try and guess what people have been Googling. It's so exciting that our friends over at Big Potato Games made an entire board game out of it, which I still feel like I need to sue them about, because Weird Things Humans Search For is basically this podcast in board game form. And it doesn't have our faces on the box, so they need to know that we're coming for them.
Did you read the contract you signed with them when you become their brand ambassador? Are you sure you didn't accidentally sign a line of rights over?
Yeah, I've got a feeling that by becoming a brand ambassador, I did probably give them the rights to the show. In which case, we might be hearing from their lawyers when this podcast releases, because we maybe shouldn't still be doing it. But let's not worry about that. I made money out of it, and that's all that really matters. So I don't remember who won last year. I'm sure whoever won last year remembers who won last year. No one remembers. This is how seriously you all take it. None of you remember who won.
This is the first year I've ever thought in advance that Pab always has a pen and paper with him. So I've got a pen and paper this year. But I don't know how he does it without making the sounds come through his mic. You might have heard me rustling at the start there.
What do you need a pen and paper for? How is that going to help you?
Because as we go along, he'll write like, oh, you know, COVID won that round. And then there's a round later on where it's just general craziness, isn't it? And sometimes the old ones win.
Well, I'll give you all a little bit of a clue for this year. Sheepdog's hinted at it there. There is one really significant thing that happened.
COVID!
It comes up a lot. So I am throwing in a wild card rule this year.
A what card?
Where a wild card rule. I'm just changing the rules on the fly because I can, as question master. Obviously, COVID does come up a lot as the answer to some of these. You only get half a point if you're right with COVID.
I'm glad you've done that, because I raised it last week that we somehow were going to have to make it. Because basically, whoever went first in any round was just going to go COVID, and then they were going to get the top spot.
You can do that and take your half a point. But obviously, if someone else goes and gets three others that are on the list, they're going to beat you in that round. So it's a tactical thing. Are you going to play your COVID card, whoever's up first? Or are you going to try and max out that round? Because what we do, each category, I'll ask them to name something that's been Googled. They each get three attempts at it. There's 3 points up for grab each round. We've got the entire of the UK search and then all the global searches as well. There's lots of categories. They get pretty obscure at times, but we also have the general stuff as well. So I think without further ado, we probably need to get into the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show. I'm just trying to decide what I want as my first category. I'm going to pick a non-COVID category as my first one, I think. I'm just, you know what? We'll start things off. We're starting off with the UK category, so we're going to do all of the UK ones, then move on to the global searches, because it gets really weird when we go global. But we're going to start off with poo. This category is Google searches this year that started with the word poo, and then you have to fill in the blanks. So I've got the order written down of who you are in the same order that I introduced at the start of the show, so Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. So I suggest for question one, we go in that order of the answers. You'll each get one turn. We'll go around the table three times, and then we'll decide who wins the category. So, Sheepdog, in the category of who, what Google searches do you think came up in the year of 2020?
I think you're saying poo!
I thought you were saying poo for the first two, and my mind's racing. I was really like, how is that a category?
My goodness.
I feel awful saying this because it's a bit disrespectful, but I think a lot of people might have Googled it earlier in the year. Who is Kobe Bryant?
Is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Anna. Anna, if you're talking, you're going to have to be really clear and really close to your microphone because nothing's coming through.
Because I'm going, who is the Prime
okay,
Minister?
Okay, no, that's fine. Who is the Prime Minister? He's not on the list. Pab.
Okay, who is the President?
Is number two on the list. Who is the President of America?
Oh, my God.
Back round to you, Sheepdog.
Are they all who is, basically?
No, they all start with who, but yeah, there's maybe half of them start with who is.
Mm. Oh, God.
Listen to him thinking. He's struggling, isn't he?
Come on, all of mine are really morbid. Like, who died this year? I'll put that in.
Is not on the list. Anna.
who is Tiger King?
Is not on the list. Ab. I love the
why
way you've all got your answers ready before I come
why can't
to you.
I can't think of his name.
Top quality quizzing.
I'm
there.
Trying to think of his actual name now, and it's driving me insane.
That's probably what other people were trying to think of as well, Pab.
I can only think of the woman that he keeps calling, and who is Carol Baskins?
Is number five on the list.
Who is Joe Exotic? Okay.
Is not on the list.
Oh, Pab.
Anna, back round to you. You basically told him to do that, Sheepdog. Anna, back round to you for your final guess in the who category.
Oh, it's me again?
Yeah, Sheepdog just blew his last one.
Who? What have we been doing this year? Who?
What have we done?
I don't know. Mm. Who?
Just finish that sentence then, and then we can move on to Pab again.
Who discovered COVID?
Is not on the list.
Oh.
And Pab, for the final time, for a clean sweep of the first round, which would be ridiculous.
Don't give me this pressure. Don't give me a pressure like that. I don't know. Who won the Formula One?
You were so close to getting number one on the list, but no, that is not on the list. Okay. You could have gone with who won the election, which was number one on the list, which I thought was where you were going. But yeah, Pab's 2-0 up against both of you after that first round. On the who list, you could have had who dies in EastEnders, who is Joe Biden, who is Mabel's mum. I don't know who Mabel's mum is. I don't know. Who was George Floyd? Who killed Graham? Who is Carol Baskin? Who did Zara cheat on Sam with? Who are key workers? Who is the President of America? And who won the election? There we go.
Damn.
No, is key workers a COVID-based question, which only gets you after marks?
No, the let me explain the coronavirus rule, which I can't believe we have to have.
It got to literally be COVID.
It's only if the answer is coronavirus, COVID-19. Right. If it's something related to that, you get the point. Cool. Because, for example, this next category has a lot of answers that are quite related, because we're moving on to when. And for the when category, we're going to start with Anna. We're going to go Anna Pab Sheepdog. So Anna, Google searches this year that started with when.
When is the when election?
Is not on the list. Pab.
Oh, you said it was a lot of coronavirus based stuff. When is lockdown? Oh, I don't know. Is that right? Is that an answer?
Be more specific.
Oh, damn it.
When is lockdown ending?
It's number one on the list.
I knew it was going to be number one, and I was just like, no, Perb. Now I don't know whether to ask like the same question.
Why not? You got three guesses.
Yeah. When is lockdown starting?
It's number three on the list. And Anna, back round to you.
Aren't they half points?
No.
What?
I explained
the
coronavirus rule. I just literally 2 minutes ago explained the coronavirus rule. And also said that lots of the answers in this category are COVID related. So there's a clue for you, Anna, that you might have missed when I was explaining that before. There are still half of these that are remaining are still COVID related.
I don't know. When is Christmas?
He's not. It's not on the list.
I have no brain today. I really don't.
Pab, guess number two. I love all the dead air we deliver to people on these shows. It's brilliant.
I know. When is the next president elected?
You know what? I'll give you that. The wording is, when is the next president announced? And I think I'll give you what you said.
Okay.
That's near enough. That's number eight on the list. Sheepdog?
When is the COVID press conference?
Is not on the list, which is surprising, actually. Yeah. I would have thought that would have been on there. Anna, your final go at when?
When will Brexit begin?
Oh.
Is not on the list.
Ooh. Oh.
Pab, for another chance at a clean sweep, Pab.
I forgot about Brexit. Oh. I'm not going to get a clean sweep with this. When do shops reopen?
Is not on the list.
Okay.
Sheepdog, for the final guess of the round.
I've got two in my head, and I'm going to go for a gaming one, and I feel like it's going to be a mistake. When is Cyberpunk out?
Is obviously not on the list, you moron. So what you could have had, when will hairdressers open? When does Love Island start? When will the new president be announced? When does Eat Out to Help Out end? When will pubs reopen? When does furlough end? When will schools reopen? When does lockdown start? When will gyms reopen? And when will lockdown end? Pub with shops is the one thing that nobody really cared about. But if you've gone pubs and gyms and schools, that's what people want to know about, Pab. Right. You're destroying them at the moment, Pab. It's 4 to you, 1 to Sheepdog, 0 currently to Anna, as we move into the what is category. So, Google searches that begin with what is. And we start this time with you, Pab. We'll go Pab, Sheepdog, Anna. So, Pab, what is? Go.
Oh, no. Do I take the easy way out? What is? Yeah, let's do it because I can't think of anything. What is coronavirus?
Half a point to Pab. It's number five on the list.
Wow.
Sheepdog.
I don't know how to say it.
I would like to point out as well. Now Pab's got the obvious one out of the way. Although this category is what is, they don't all start with what is. maybe half of them do, but there's a lot that start with what. There's what does, that what are, that kind of, that stuff's on here as well. So it's not just stuff that starts with what is. It's basically what. This category should be called what? Sheepdog. That might help you with how to say it.
No, it doesn't, because it was a scientific word I was trying to pronounce. But I imagine it's probably not on there. So I'm going to dodge that bullet. Oh, man. There's an answer that I know Matt Quine wants me to say. I'm just thinking I might have to go with that. It is tradition. What I think, I'm going to say, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, my God.
He's not on the list, believe it or not, Sheepdog. Anna, your first guess for the what category?
What is the PlayStation 5?
It's not on the list. Pam, what?
What? what?
Answer the question is what I'm getting at, Pam.
I don't know what.
That's not on there. Was that your guess?
Sure.
it's not on the list. Sheepdog, back blank. Round to you. Goodness me, can you like all take three shots or something? We need to get this rolling.
What are the symptoms of COVID-19?
Is number three on the list. Yay. That's a full point as well, because the answer wasn't just COVID or coronavirus. So a full point for Sheepdog. Anna.
What is Tiger King?
Is not on the list, surprisingly. And Pab, your last guess of this round.
Okay. What? What?
What?
What is the tier system?
He's not on the list. Sheepdog. Okay.
What does furlough mean?
Is number 10 on the list.
Yeah.
And Anna, for the final guest of the round. Can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
One of these I know you've Googled today.
Ooh.
I've Googled today?
You what? Have done this exact search today. Or maybe not worded exactly like this, but you have done this search today.
What did I do to that? Go. What? I talked to you about it.
You? Yeah. I know you've done this search today because we've had this conversation today.
What did I Google today? Where's
probably
my...
only this one thing, and you don't remember, and it's brilliant.
I've slept since then. I've had a sleep.
I've given you a clue, and it's just made things worse.
What? What have I done today? Let me look.
Well, then.
Look,
that's cheating.
Cheating.
No, that's cheating.
I've been looking at driving lessons, so I've no idea. What? What? What is an election?
Is not on the list. The one that I know you've Googled today is what tier am I in? That's number six on the list. But yeah, on the what is category, you could have had what does furlough mean? What is a pandemic? What does WAP mean? What does woke mean? What tier am I in? What is coronavirus? What time is Fury versus Wilder? What are the symptoms of coronavirus? Oh, hold on. Did someone say what time is Boris Johnson's speech? And I didn't give them a point because it's number two on the list.
Yeah, that was in a previous round.
Oh, was it? In that case, that's fine.
Was it?
It was.
No, I can't believe
you. Well, I've given you. Hold on, because I've given you 2 points already, and I don't think you got a point for what's love got to do with it or whatever
right.
It was. So.
You're right. Sorry, it must have been a previous round. Sorry, mate. You're right.
And number one on the list was what is VE Day?
Sorry, Pab.
Right, we're getting into less abstract stuff now, where we're going to get more answers right, I think. And we go back round to starting with Sheepdog on this round. It's TV shows. So the most Googled TV shows of 2020. Sheepdog, you get first guess.
I'm going to upset Anna by saying Tiger King.
Is number six on the list. Anna.
What is Euphoria?
What did you say there?
What is Euphoria?
Are you still doing... is that a TV show?
It is.
It's not on the list. I thought you were still doing the last category. No. I'm very confused. No. Pab?
Oh, What's that chess one that everyone was going crazy about a few weeks ago?
I hope you choke on this one, Pab.
What is...
It doesn't start with what is anymore. It's just TV shows.
I don't know why
I'm saying
what is category. The Queen's Gambit, is it?
It's not on the list.
Yes.
And I will remind you all that this is published like a month ago as well. So you've got to be thinking up until November. So that's probably why that's not on the list.
Okay.
Sheepdog, back round to you.
I mean, I'm all out of ideas now, but... what was it
looking
called?
At this list, I'm not surprised, to be honest. You've done the one I've heard of.
What was it called? Oh, I can't remember the name of it now. I want to say it was called something like Staged.
He's not on the list. No. Anna.
This Is Us.
Again, I can hear you shouting from the living room, but can't hear you through the headphones.
This Is Us.
He's not on the list. Whatever you're doing when you get angry, you should always talk into the microphone like that, because then we can hear you.
I'm sitting normally. I don't understand. I think you need new equipment. I need no equipment, because
I think you probably need new
broken.
Equipment. Yeah, I think we need to invest in a new Anna microphone. The ridiculous thing is the listeners will be able to hear it. It's Discord cutting you out, I think. Pab?
Yes, I'm going to go with Love Island.
He's number one on the list.
We should have known that.
Was that on this year?
Sheepdog.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Is not on the list. Oh. Anna?
That's my next one.
Something to do with EastEnders.
He's not on the list.
I don't
and
know.
Pab.
Oh, I don't watch TV.
You have, between the three of you, you've now named the only two on this list that I've heard of.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, God. I'm trying to think what I want. The One Show.
It's not on the list, Pat, strangely. What you could have had... I mean, this shows how out of touch we are with the rest of the UK,
TV.
Apparently. The TV shows, the top 10. Gangs of London. No. The Undoing. Christine Keeler. The Fall. Tiger King. The Stranger. Normal People. White House Farm, Dennis Nielsen, and Love Island.
No. Wow. Well,
I've never heard
any
of them really.
Yeah, that's bizarre, isn't it? I'm just checking. Yeah, this is definitely the UK list. That's... What is wrong with this country? Right, we're moving into sports now. Everyone's favourite category. Oh, and it's okay. Anna to go first with sports. So, this isn't like you're not saying cricket, football. It's names of competitions or sports things like matches, players, competitions that have gone on this year. There's no actual
people,
sports.
Competitions. Got you.
Yep.
So, Anna, what have people been Googling in the category of sport this year?
Lewis Hamilton.
The what?
Lewis Hamilton.
He's not on the list.
He won Personality of the Year.
Doesn't mean people already know who he is. They don't need to Google him.
Who is this man? Why do people love him?
Pab, not Sheepdog. Pab.
Me. I'll go for the easy one. Premier League.
Is number one on the list.
Fury versus Wilder.
Is not on the list.
Oh, man. I wrote that down.
Anna, back round to you.
I don't know, wasn't some YouTuber fighting someone? I don't know their names.
It's not on the list anyway. Pab?
I suddenly forgot what I was doing.
I mean, it's literally sports, people.
Champions League. Champions League.
It's number two on the list. Thank good. Oh, my goodness. Word. This is like pulling teeth. It's naming things that have happened in sports.
I don't know. Why are you getting mad at me?
I mean, does it include things that didn't happen but should have happened?
I don't know.
Euro 2020.
He's not on the list.
God damn it.
Anna, your final guess of this round.
Some kind of like tennis thing in America. Happened.
Tempted to give you it, but it's not on the list.
Tempted.
I was just going to give her it just because it was sport related. I forget who even went first on that round. It was Anna, wasn't it? So Pat,
Anna went first. It's me again.
Pat, you get one more guess.
Formula One. No. Whatever.
It's not on the list. And Sheepdog. I think they've only got real sports on the list, which has nothing to do with Formula One on here.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know what sports carried on during COVID, really.
None of them.
Yeah. The Europa League.
Is not on the list. So, your top 10 in reverse order. Number 10, you could have had Masters leaderboard. Number 9, England versus Pakistan. Number 8, Bruno Fernandes. Number 7, England versus South Africa. Number 6, England versus West Indies. Number 5, IPL. Number 4, Arsenal transfer news. Number 3, NBA. Number 2, Champions League. Number 1, Premier League. Can't believe no one got in with the Arsenal transfer news.
Which was so little of it, that's why.
Why would I know anything about that?
I don't know. I'm baffled. I'm very baffled by what's going on at the moment. People have had too much time on their hands this year and their Google searches have gone entirely off the rails. This time we've got recipes. So what recipes have people been searching for this year? And we start with Pab. A recipe.
I
know you're a big recipe guy. There's, I tell you what, clue for everybody, there's a recipe on this list. I've watched Pab eat. I've watched him eat this exact thing.
Why are you watching people
eat? No, don't throw that at me.
I've watched you eat this exact thing.
See, I was just going to go for like bread.
What have you been eating, Pab?
It's bread. I was going with bread and then, let's go with bread because then I can think
it's
of it.
It's number one on the list.
What is bread?
No, it doesn't start with what is. It's just bread. What is was three categories ago. Sheepdog.
Banana
recipe
bread.
Recipe is not on the list. Anna.
Pasta. Anna,
trying to give you a clue, but you're just yelling pasta at me. Is not on the list. Things that I've watched Pab eat.
What have you watched me eat?
Everything. This specific thing. It's so specific. And I've seen you eat it.
Oh, my God. I just
Not just me. Anna's seen you eat it, too.
I'm just racking my head today. What do I get at Bodine's?
Did I see you eat that this year?
No, not this year. We've not seen Pab this
year.
That's why I wondered.
I miss Pab. I really do.
I imagine it was him Googling it this year because he wanted to reenact a scene from last year that he played out with me and Anna. It might have been the year before. You weren't there, Sheepdog. You're at a major disadvantage here.
Okay, I'm going to go for, like, recipe for barbecue pulled pork or something like that. I don't know.
He's not on the list. Sheepdog.
Just ruined me.
Yeah, it's ruined me because I'm trying to guess what would Pab eat and I don't have a clue. You have thrown us with your awful clues.
I'm going to give you another clue at the end of this set of guesses, but then you have to get it word for word exactly right once I give you the final clue. Because both Anna and Pab will definitely get it, but might not get it exactly right. But Sheepdog, have a guess without. You can guess anything. What recipes?
No, I know, but you're talking over me. Throwing me.
Because I don't want more, another 10 seconds of...
No, I know. But... Right, I'm just going to go for something like, because so far all the answers have been really dumb. So I'm just going to go for pizza recipes.
He's not on the list. Anna.
Where's the clue then?
You're not, you weren't first this round, were you?
I have no
you
idea.
We get the clue before Pab and then it will come back to you for your final guess.
Hot dogs.
He's not on the list. The clue is, not only have me and Anna seen Pab eat this, it gave him a really poorly tummy. But you have to give us word for word exactly what it says on here.
Oh no. Recipe for.
No, what it is.
Recipe for.
I know what it
is. Katsu curry.
Is not quite what's on the list. Sheepdog, round to you.
Anna was shouting over him, so I didn't hear what he said.
Tough cookies.
That's not fair.
Anna might not have heard either.
If she shouted, I know what it is, over what he said. So can I hear what he said, please?
Rewind the tape, Sheepdog.
What did you say,
Pab? Rewind the tape.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Slime.
he said, quite clearly, he said... so it's fine.
It was something Curry he said, and I'm trying to think what he... Oh, this isn't fair.
It's not always... Life isn't always fair, sheep. But that's one thing we've learned in 2020.
I thought he said goat meat curry, so I'm going to go for that, and it wasn't what he said.
He's not on the list. Yeah. Anna.
Would it be chicken katsu curry from Wagamama?
What it actually says is Wagamama katsu curry.
You've got to give it up.
All of that!
That's
well, I did say it had to be exact, and Pab did say katsu curry, but I'll give you the point for that, Anna, because I'm a generous man. I can't believe nobody got number 8 on the list, sourdough starter. That's all 2020 was.
Again, I didn't use it or make
it. Your recipes, they're basically all bread. You should have stayed with the bread guesses, Pab. Okay. Number 10, soda bread. Number 9, IKEA meatballs. Number 8, sourdough starter. Number 7, Wagamama katsu curry. Number 6, American pancakes. Number 5, white bread. Number 4, KFC. Number 3, school cake, whatever that is. And number 4, no, number 2, sorry, beef bourguignon. And number 1, bread. Just bread.
Beef no more bourguignon. Clues from you, Chapman. Because you throw them out. I was going to go for white bread and pancakes.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't. Perhaps you should have been distracted
throwing
by
out
my
bloody clues.
Well, if you didn't know the answer from the clues, you should have gone with your gut, sheepdog. Mm. What have you? You've learned nothing from previous years. Nothing. Right. This one is news events, and we go back around to sheepdog. So, the top 10 most googled news events of the year.
The American election
is number 1 on the list. Anna.
Lockdown
is not on the list. Pab.
What? Seriously? Okay. VE Day
is number 4 on the list. Background to sheepdog.
Damn it.
Both of you had that written down from previous categories, you cheats.
No, I didn't actually. What did I have down for different categories? Ooh.
That's the only thing I did write down.
Brexit negotiations?
Is not on the list.
Damn it.
Anna?
What was it again, sorry?
Anna, are you there?
Yes, what is the category? Hello?
News events.
Oh.
Now we can hear you. You've got to speak that loud the whole time.
Pandemic.
Is not on the list.
I don't know then. I don't know what could possibly be not in the list.
News-based.
I think clearly they've decided the pandemic coronavirus stuff wasn't a news event because that's nowhere on this list. Nothing
that's
to do with it.
It's like news that isn't coronavirus.
Yeah, this is non-coronavirus news.
George Floyd
is number 2 on the list. Sheepdog. Okay.
The Black Lives Matter protests
is not on the list. Wow. Anna.
News. Yeah. What happened? The wildfires of Australia.
Is not on the list.
The wildfires in America.
Is still not on the list.
Oh, that was going to be my one. So, oh, God.
Some of these, by the way, utterly inexplicable that they're on this list. I don't understand.
What else has gone on?
I don't think it matters looking at this list.
Oh. News. I haven't got one. I honestly haven't. I cannot think of anything.
You're all so informed on current events. Number 10 on the list was Kanye West. Hi. Number 9, okay. Storm Kira. Number 8, Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know who or what that is.
Oh, she was. Yeah, I know who she is.
That's the.
Number 7, Trump versus Biden. Number 6, Iran. Number 5, Captain Tom. Number 4, VE Day. Number 3, and I really don't understand, Madeleine McCann. I'm expecting Princess Diana to be on this list somewhere as well. Number 2, George Floyd. And number 1, the US election. Why is Madeleine McCann still in the news in 2020? What has happened this time? Did they find her and no one told me? They've been trying to find her for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
That's not news now, surely.
I'm going to Google why Madeleine McCann was in the news.
He's ruining next year's quiz now, aren't you? Right. The next category is movies, which is usually a really easy category, but obviously this year there's not been many movies. So I've not seen any of these, which is, I think, the first time ever on a Zeitgeist that I've not seen any movie that's on the movie list. We start with Anna this round. So, Anna,
yeah?
The top 10 most Googled movies of 2020.
Outward?
Is not on the list. And you know I've seen that, and I've just said I hadn't seen any that were on the list.
Oh, so I thought you said you hadn't been to any. Did we go to see
No,
this?
I've not seen.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
So, Pab.
One that I know was out before this was Birds of Prey.
Is not on the list, and I've seen that as well.
Have you?
People don't listen to my clues.
I bought it today, that's why.
A Tenet, was it called?
Is number 7 on the list. Anna.
Do you know these films?
Not really. A couple of them I'm vaguely aware of, but I'm, like I say, I've not seen any of them.
It's one called like 1917 or something.
Number 1 on the list.
Yay!
Oh, well done, Anna.
You get the year right. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Pab.
Parasite.
He's number 2 on the list.
Okay.
Sheepdog.
Mulan.
Is not on the list, and I've seen that. You're all none of you take enough notes that. About what movies I've seen. I spent £20 to see that. Anna, your final guess of the round.
Films. Wonder Woman, 80s.
Is
one?
Not on the list. And Pab.
I'm going with this because Parasite's on the list. I'm going to go with Jojo Rabbit.
Is number 5 on the list. And cool. Sheepdog.
I don't think this came out in the end, but I would hope lots of people Googled it. No Time to Die, the Bond film.
Is not on the list.
Damn.
So the list is number 10, The Nest. Number 9, Little Women. Number 8, Enola Holmes. Number 7, Tenet. Number 6, 365 Days. Number 5, Jojo Rabbit. Number 4, Lion. Number 3, The Gentleman. Number 2, Parasite. And number 1, 1917.
1917 is quite good, actually.
I didn't think it came out this year.
It's the most Googled movie in the year, so I imagine it would be good.
I think it did come out this year.
Oh, it must have done.
I think it was late last year, but it was nominated for Oscars for this year.
It was at the start of the year, because I remember Lucy
getting
it.
Yeah.
Right, next category is song lyrics. So it's songs that have been specifically Googled because people wanted to know what the lyrics are rather than the biggest. So it's not necessarily the 10 biggest songs of the year. They're not necessarily songs that came out this year, but these are the 10 most Googled, I want to know the lyrics to that song, songs this year. And we start with Pab.
Oh, am I... This is an answer from before, isn't it? WAP.
Oh,
is number 1 on the list.
That. It's literally the only song I knew that came out this year.
Well, I gave you a clue saying they weren't all out this year, Sheepdog. So, you know. Oh,
what
matter.
Are the words to We'll Meet Again?
Number 2 on the list.
Boom.
Anna.
Say a Little Prayer for You.
It's not on the list.
TikTok trend.
Okay. I was going to say that was a really random film to just plug out of nowhere. Pab, back down to you.
I'm going with something that I've Googled. Hamilton.
Is not on the list. Sheepdog.
God, I don't know anymore. I can't think of anything that... I mean, were people even releasing music this year? I know you said they're not all from this year, but I figure I've probably got the oldest one there. And
I'm not so sure.
You're not so sure?
I would say it might not even be in the top 3 oldest on here. I am really trying to help you lot here,
you
for
are.
Goodness sake.
I know, but what old songs could people care about this year other than the VE Day one? I'm trying to not make it quiet noise while I think I'm giving you my thought process.
Thank you, Sheepdog. It's very fascinating to hear your thought process.
I'm just going to go for a rubbish one. I can't even remember the name of the song. The Rick Astley one, just because it's a filler. Let's just go with that. The Rick Astley meme
is not on the list. Yeah. Anna.
The Fairy Tale of New York.
Is not on the list. I don't know if that came through on the podcast, but I heard her say Fairy Tale of New York from the other room. Pam.
Oh, I was thinking, what's the national anthem called? It's got a national anthem.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Super patriot Pab here.
I know, it's because my mind has gone blank, that's the problem.
Sounds like you do need to Google the lyrics for it, because, I mean, they give you a bit of a clue as to what it's called. Wow.
God Save the Queen.
He's not on the list. Sheepdog.
Okay.
Last guess of this round.
What are the lyrics to... Joe Exotic's song. I Saw a Tiger.
Is not on the list. And Anna, for you, which one on here?
Oh, God.
Yes.
The Sausage Roll song.
It's not on the list.
I don't know.
Oh, my word. So your top 10, number 10, Savage Love, whatever that is. Number 9, Land of Hope and Glory. Number 8, Break My Stride. Number 7, No Time to Die. Number 6, Dance Monkey. Number 5, Rule Britannia. Number 4, The Box. Number 3, Godzilla. Number 2, We'll Meet Again. Number 1, Pab's favourite, WAP.
Do you know what right. WAP means? Do you know what WAP means?
I know,
he got it right.
Does he know what it means, though?
I know what it means, and we're not repeating that.
Why are you such a misogynist, Pab?
Oh, it's so funny.
We are halfway through the UK round, and at the moment, Sheepdog and Anna, you've got to sort your lives out, because at the moment, scores are Anna is on 2, Sheepdog is on 7, Pab's already on 14.5.
Yeah, but
he
you
is
know what?
Running away with this.
That's why I don't care, and that's why I don't try, because I'll never win. So,
well, perhaps if you tried, you might. Right, we're now moving on to losses, i.e., Folk What Is Dead. So we're back round to Sheepdog, are we? Yeah, back round to Sheepdog going first. So losses of 2020.
The one I said before, Kobe Bryant.
Is number 2 on the list. Anna.
Caroline Flack.
Is number 1 on the list.
Yeah.
Pab. Sure, her family feel the same way.
I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry. I just got one right. That was all. Oh, no, she was lovely.
And Pam.
I'm going to go with Chadwick Boseman.
Is number 4 on the list. Back round to Sheepdog. So you like only pay attention when people die. I'm understanding that now.
See, I feel like this is too recent to be on there, but I'm going to say Barbara Windsor.
Is not on the list.
Oh, damn.
Anna.
The Most Handsome Bond, Sean Connery.
It's number 5 on the list. Just, they didn't include his title, just his name, but he is number 5 on the list. Pab.
Maradona.
Is number 6 on the list.
Is that a footballer?
I'm back around to Sheepdog again. It is.
Yes.
So I know, okay.
Another one that's never going to be on it, but Derek Acora.
Is Derek not Acora on the list.
He did die. I only found that out this morning.
Oh, I
think he's been dead a while, hasn't he?
Apparently he died this year, unless I got the wrong name.
No, he didn't.
So, back round to Anna.
Oh, I don't know his name, but he was in Star Wars. But I don't know his name.
No, I don't know either.
The man from Star Wars that me and Kev saw that time.
I mean, how am I going to know if he's one of these 10 people? I don't know his name either. You're going to have to give me more information.
He was very tall.
Oh, no. So it does say on here, a very tall man who was in Star Wars. I see it now.
Yay!
Are you giving me a name or
I
not?
I don't know names. You know what I'm like.
Okay, Pab.
I'm going to feel bad now if it's right. is it David Prowse?
Is not on the list. Name?
Okay.
Okoro did die 2nd of January.
Your 10 that you could have had. Number 10, Bobby Ball. Number 9, Kelly Preston. Number 8, Kirk Douglas. Number 7, Sushant Singh Rajput. Number 6, Maradona. Number 5, Sean Connery. Number 4, Chadwick Boseman. Number 3, Naya Rivera. Number 2, Kobe Bryant. Number 1, Caroline Flack. And now, you know what? I'm skipping this category because Joe Wicks is the answer for 4 of them. I'm not giving... It's the fitness category, but it's all Joe Wicks. I'm not having it. We're moving on. There's no fitness category this year. I've killed it. No. Joe Wicks has ruined it for everybody. So we're going to do DIY. So these are Google searches that had DI and Y in the title.
The what, sorry? I don't understand.
Like, I don't know, if you wanted to make your own giraffe puppet, it would be DIY giraffe puppet.
Oh, or DIY. Giraffe puppet, DIY. Oh, I see. I thought you were saying EIY, Chills. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Eat it yourself.
Yeah. So, I think it's Anna to guess first on the DIY category.
DIY. What people DIYing? Let me have a little gander in my brain.
Have a good gander.
I don't know. I really am.
Don't do the gandering. The gandering's flat better pack. Than the
flat pack furniture. No. Well, then I don't know.
No, just not on the list. Pab.
Hand sanitizer.
He's number 2 on the list. Sheepdog.
I hope this wasn't already said. If it was, I wasn't listening. My wife just texted to say that a load of stuff blew away in our garden because of these winds. But let me have another go if someone didn't say face masks.
Is number 1 on the list.
What did he say?
Face mask.
Ah.
Anna, back round to you.
DIY bread.
Is not on the list. Fab.
Hate the world.
You know what's broke me now? I've got something in my head and I know it's not even it, but it's nothing else I can think of. Why is bunk beds in my head?
It's not on the list, pal.
I don't know why.
Sheepdog.
Office desk. I don't know.
Is not on the list. No. Anna, back round to you again. There's a really, really obvious one that you might Google. Like, it's not even... I'm throwing clues out for everybody. It's not even something that you would make. It's just, if you're searching with the words DIY involved, what might you search?
What is... tools?
No. Fab?
I don't know.
Do it yourself. Do it yourself. What have people been doing by themselves?
I hope people are screaming at their phones now. Oh, I've got it. Given I've got an one. Obvious enough clue.
I've got one. I've got Come one. On. Haircuts.
Is number 9 on the list?
Was that the idea? Your
No. Mine's the to me, the most obvious one. The first one I would guess.
Which is what?
I can't tell you because Sheepdog's still got a guess.
Is it like just someone Googling DIY ideas?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
He's not on the list.
No.
Have you had 3 guesses each now? I can't even remember.
I think so, yeah. I think that was the first.
Okay, so what I was trying to get, just DIY shop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, why is no one saying DIY shop? I Googled, the first thing I did when we moved was Googled DIY shop. So your top 10 was DIY decking, DIY haircut, DIY diamond painting.
I showed you that. You liked that.
Okay. Are DIY stores open during lockdown? Mud kitchen DIY. So, Pab, you could have got there with bunk beds because that was a weird random one. DIY garden ideas. So I almost gave Sheepdog a point for ideas, but he didn't say garden, so he's not having it. DIY shops, DIY click and collect, DIY hand sanitizer, and DIY face mask. We are now moving on to the delivery category.
The what now?
So things that people... Delivery.
As in...
So things... As in, I'm explaining it now, as in things that people wanted to get delivered this year.
I'm playing. Okay. I just want to interject. I'm playing Assassin's Creed, right?
Well, stop. Yeah. That might be why you're not paying attention.
I am paying attention. I'm walking around and I have an arrow in my thumb.
Nice.
It won't come off.
It's good to know we've got your full attention.
Yeah. Now your score is explained. So, delivery. Pab, what might people want to get delivered this year?
Pizza.
He's not on the list.
Okay.
Sheepdog.
I can't think of the best way to word this, so I hope you will understand what I'm getting at, but like supermarket grocery deliveries.
Is number 7 on the list. Yeah. Anna.
KFC.
What?
KFC.
Is not on the list. Pab.
Dessert.
Is not on the list. Sheepdog.
Another one where I'm hoping you'll bear with me. Alcohol/pub delivery.
Oh, see, if I give you that, I might have to give Pab dessert. I'm deciding if I want to.
Beer delivery or something like that.
You know what? Pab can have dessert for birthday cake delivery, and you can have that for wine delivery, which are both on the list.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Anna, your guess.
DIY delivery.
Is not on the list.
Of course it isn't.
What was it going to be? It's going to be like Amazon.
Is not on the list.
Oh, you've saved me a bullet.
Cheat dog.
Because I thought that was a dead sitter. I was just sat there thinking Amazon, and not even thinking of a backup. I was so convinced. God, what else do people get delivered? God, I've already covered wine and food.
You've not covered all food. I'd like to point out you've covered supermarkets. That's it.
Okay. So take
there
away
are
deliveries.
Multiple other foods on the list. It's not on the list. Anna.
I didn't hear what you said because you were talking.
Well, you didn't hear what Sheepdog said?
No.
What did you say, Sheepdog?
Takeaway deliveries.
Anna.
Say the same as KFC, wouldn't it? Deliveries for medication.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not on the list. Your list would have been meat, garden centre, birthday cake, supermarket, paint, fruit and veg, milk, compost, wine, and number one was afternoon tea.
So DIY is not one for paint.
This country...
You know what? I will give you paint for DIY. It's a stretch, but I gave both them to a stretch that round as well.
I must admit, when you said paint, I thought you didn't give Anna DIY, and I should have spoken up for you, Anna. I'm not a very good sport, but I just thought...
Right. We've got everyone's... The category everyone's been most looking forward to. It's new this year. It's the coronavirus category. So these are the 10 most Googled things related to coronavirus this year.
I do apologise.
That's not on the list. Was that Anna's first guess?
Who goes first? Is it Anna this round?
I think it's you, Sheepdog.
Hey,
I've lost
Sheepdog.
Track.
Symptoms,
it's
Sheepdog. Then.
He's number 2 on the list.
Wow. What were people Googling beyond that? Anna?
Anna.
Anna. So this is COVID, is it?
Yeah.
Why am I never going first anymore? Just out of questions.
Well, you're going every 3 times.
Yeah, but it's been like 5 now.
Nah.
It's been two.
Still, I don't know how she got me.
Less Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
So he said symptoms. I'm going to say, how long does it last?
Is not on the list.
What?
Fab.
I'm going to go hand sanitizer.
It's number 5 on the list. Sheepdog.
What is it? Like, what is COVID?
Is not on the list.
Oh, God.
Anna.
Wash hands, space, and all that jibber jabber.
Is not on the list. Fab.
Face masks
are not on the list. Sheepdog. Okay. It's like you lot have not been paying attention to COVID this year, even.
When does lockdown start?
Is not on the list.
What?
Anna.
What shops are open?
Is not on the list. And Pab.
Furlough.
Is number 10 on the list. Wow. What you could have had, your top 10 were furlough, Italy coronavirus, COVID-19 prevention, COVID test, coronavirus stats, hand sanitizer, eat out to help out, coronavirus update, coronavirus symptoms, and number one, which would have just got you half a point, was coronavirus.
That's what I said, wasn't it? What is?
No, you said coronavirus symptoms.
No, then that's what got me the first point, and then the next one was, what is coronavirus?
But that's not what it was. It was just coronavirus, not what is coronavirus.
I just assumed it had different. To have a preface to it. That's annoying.
But it doesn't. It didn't. Right. Anna, this is you going first this round.
Oh, we finally get a chance to go first.
Yeah, yeah. Every three rounds like the other two do. This one is celebrities. So the 10 most Googled celebrities in the UK this year.
Are the only UK people?
No.
Are they all alive?
I don't know.
Well, you should probably. Miss the quizmaster of all the questions. Look,
there's two of them. Hold on. There's two of them. Not a clue who they are. The other eight, I think, are all alive. About half of them are not English.
Then I
probably
think
more.
You should do some research before you get all high and mighty going, don't know how you're going,
I'm the one who's talking constantly and keeping this show on the road. Do you know anyone famous, Anna?
I know Joe Famous.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what she said.
The Tiger Man.
But you didn't
Joe
say
Exotic.
His name.
He's number three on the list.
Yes!
There we go.
Yes! Sorry.
Excellent. That's good. That's how loud you have to talk the whole time, because then we can hear
that
you.
That hurts my mouth, though.
But it hurts everyone else's ears that we're constantly going, Anna, what are you saying?
Well, maybe you should listen.
Oh, God. Oh, we're going to get so much hate for this episode. I can feel it flowing in. Pab.
I'm going to go with Carol Baskins, then.
Is number two on the list. Although that's okay. Twice now you've called her Carol Baskins, and I'm on the verge of docking you points for it, because it's just Carol Baskin.
Lose five.
And that's twice. It annoyed me the first time.
That's what he says. The first time
I thought it was just a mistake, but now you've done it twice, and I'm like, if you call her Baskins again, Pab, you're disqualified from the whole competition.
Are they all... I know you don't know, sorry, but are these generally just actors and actresses and characters, or are they, like...
No.
Sports people?
They're celebrities. Oh. They're celebrities. They're famous people. Sheepdog doesn't know any famous people.
No, I do. It's just trying to decide whether people would have Googled them. I have it in my head, then you spoke over it. I forgot.
That's what I do.
Lewis Hamilton, let's go with him.
Is not on the list. Anna.
Kobe Bryant.
Is not on the list.
Oof.
Pab.
Kanye.
Is number seven on the list.
Trump.
Is not on the list.
Damn it.
Anna.
Cardi B.
Is not on the list. Ab.
Tom Hanks be on this?
He's number 10 on the list, yeah. And Sheepdog.
Kim Kardashian.
Is not on the list. Yeah. You could have had number 10, Tom Hanks. You could have had Johnny Depp, Ruthie Henschel. No idea whoever that is. Kanye West, Prince Harry, Elon Musk, Jordan North. Don't know who that is. Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, not Baskins. Or number one was Philip Schofield.
What was the last one?
Philip Schofield. So we are now into the top questions in the UK in 2020. So these are questions that have been typed in. This is where those of you who've been making notes from your previous rounds might have an advantage.
Here we go.
Because, you know, this covers your who, what, where, why, when. And what are your top 10 questions of 2020, starting with Pab?
Who won the election?
Is number one on the list.
What are the symptoms of coronavirus?
Is not on the list.
What?
Anna.
Who is Tiger King?
Is not on the list. Pab.
When is VE Day?
Is not on the list.
What is furlough?
Is not on the list.
God.
Anna again.
When is Brexit?
Is not on the list.
Good one.
Ab. There's at least...
Five
of these that have come up in previous rounds.
How to make hand sanitizer.
Is number eight on the list. Sheepdog.
How to make face masks.
Is number seven on the list. And back round to you, Anna, for the last one.
Do face masks work?
Is not on the list. So your top 10 was, what time is Boris Johnson's speech today? How many people have died from coronavirus? How to make hand sanitizer? How to make a face mask? When will lockdown end? How did coronavirus start? What is VE Day? Not when. I've got to be harsh on Pab now. He's got double the points of the two of you put together. How many cases of coronavirus in the UK? Where does vanilla flavouring come from?
And who won
the election? We now have the how-to category, which is going to be kicked off by Sheepdog?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's Sheepdog's turn. So how-to. Questions that start with how-to.
How to make a face mask.
Is number one on the list. Anna.
How to make hand sanitizer.
Is number two on the list.
Damn it.
And Pab.
How to make...
Love.
Bread.
Is number three on the list. You're doing it in order. It's beautiful. Sheepdog.
How to vote.
Is not on the list. Oh, you ruined it for everyone.
Sorry.
Anna.
How to make soy bread.
Is not on the list. And Pab. Come on.
How to claim furlough.
Is not on the list. Back round to Sheepdog again.
How to... prevent COVID.
Is not on the list. Anna.
How to survive lockdown.
Did anyone else hear that? Or is it just me not hearing her?
No.
How to
Anna, go again.
How to survive lockdown.
I can hear her saying how to survive lockdown from the living room, but nothing is coming through.
I need
to smash your laptop.
I need new stuff, Kevin.
I know. I realise that. You also need to be close to the microphone, I think, at a desk maybe. But no, it's not on the list. And Pab.
Oh, God. I don't know why I thought it was over. Oh, God. How to... How to do your own hair.
Again, I'm being harsh on you and saying no. Oh, actually, no.
All
okay,
right.
No, I am letting you have that. That's number five. There's two hair-related ones. You can have that one.
Oh, is there?
So your top 10 were how to treat coronavirus, how to self-isolate, how to boost the immune system, how to cut men's hair, how to cook eel, which I can't believe nobody got, how to cut your own hair, how to get tested for coronavirus, how to make bread, how to make hand sanitizer, and how to make a face mask. And then we're into the final category for UK searches, which is just overall searches. So the 10 most searched for things in the UK this year, I'm looking at the list and thinking several of them haven't been on any of the other lists. This is ridiculous. But some of them have. Whose go is it? I think it's Anna up first.
It is.
The 10 most searched for... So these are just searches overall, Anna. The most popular things that have been searched for this year on Google in this country... Go.
Fall guys.
No. It's not on the list.
I'm not throwing my games. I was like, I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. There's no games on here. It's just searches. Overall searches.
Coronavirus.
Hab's taking the half point. Number one on the list is coronavirus. Sheepdog.
Coronavirus symptoms.
Is number four on the list. Anna.
Black Lives Matter.
Is not on the list. Pab.
Oh, I was going to go with George Floyd.
Is not on the list. Sheepdog.
The US election.
Is number two on the list. Anna, your last one.
Most searched for this
year. Yeah, the most popular searches this year. Most of them have been in previous rounds, so don't try and say anything that's not come up in a previous round.
Kobe.
Is number nine on the list.
Yeah.
Pab.
I was going with that one. Donald Trump.
Is not on the list. And Sheepdog to finish off the UK rounds.
oh, man. Brexit.
Is not on the list.
Shocking.
So your top 10 searches in the UK this year. Number 10 was Kim Jong-un. Number 9, Kobe Bryant. Number 8, Eat Out to Help Out. Number 7, Boris Johnson. Number 6, Premier League. Number 5, coronavirus update. Number 4, coronavirus symptoms. Number 3, Caroline Flack. Number 2, US election. And number 1, coronavirus, which means at the end of the UK element of the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show, Anna is on 8 points, Sheepdog is on 16 points, Pab is on an extraordinary 29 points.
What?
Anna, how much time have we got left?
I don't know. What time is it?
Before you have to run. Well, it's
15 minutes.
Did you say we had to be done at 10?
Yeah.
15 minutes-ish.
Yeah, is she answering? Did you say 10?
Yes!
Right, okay. Just talk loud all the time. So we're not going to do all of the US ones. We've got 12 categories left. So I'm going to pick out ones that I think Anna's most likely to get right to help her catch Sheepdog up, because that's all I care about at this point, getting Anna to beat Sheepdog. So we are going to go with actors. So these are global searches. So this is no longer just UK. These are the most popular searches in the entire world. Actors. We start with Pab. So the 10 most... and this does include lady actors as well, just in case you were a big old sexist, Pab. I don't know. Are you a sexist, Pab?
No.
Thank you. I'm glad you're not. I was just checking. So your top 10 most searched for actors in the world this year.
I'll give you one earlier. I'll go with Tom Hanks again.
Is number one on the list.
God damn it.
What has he done this year? I don't get it.
He got coronavirus right at the start.
He got it really. He wanted the first people to get it. Celebrities.
Tom Cruise.
He's not on the list. Anna.
Johnny Depp.
He's not on the list. Pab.
Oh, that was my next one. Actor.
Was that an actor or were you just mumbling something?
Actors.
I'm
going to go with...
I get it.
Yes. Idris Elba.
Is not on the list. Sheepdog.
Sean Connery.
Is not on the list. Wow. Anna.
The woman that plays Wonder Woman. I don't know her name.
She's not on the list. No. Pab.
Oh. Actors.
Or actresses.
Yeah, or actresses.
I don't know. Harrison Ford.
I'm a goddamn actor. No. Sheepdog.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not on the list. And Anna.
Daniel Craig.
Have someone ready. No, not on the list. You could have had letters that I can't pronounce that are obviously not in the alphabet that we use at number 10. You could have had Ansel Elgort, Elisa Gomez, Leah Michelle, Justin Hartley, Jada Pinkett Smith, Ricky Gervais, Amitabh Bachchan, Joaquin Phoenix, or Tom Hanks.
I need like four of them.
Yeah, well, this is global, isn't it? You know what? Here's a category you might be able to do. God, I hope you can do this one. This isn't. It's games, and if you don't get three each,
oh my
I give
God.
Up. So, Sheepdog, most searched for games in the world this year.
The Last of Us 2
is number 5 on the list. Anna,
Fall Guys
is number 2 on the list.
Yes,
she said Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Hab.
Okay. Among Us
is number 1 on the list.
No.
Sheepdog.
Animal Crossing
is number 8 on the list. Anna.
Cyberpunk
is not on the list.
Interesting.
Pab. I think that's more because of
Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima is number 6 on the list. I think Cyberpunk's not on there because of when the list is compiled in November. Sheepdog.
Oh, God. What have we already had and what haven't we had? Mars Morales.
Is not on the list. Anna.
Games I've played. Games
no,
this year.
Just games that people have searched for.
Search for. GTA.
Is not on the list. And Pab.
Call of Duty.
Is number 9 on the list. You could have had some Chinese characters in number 10th place. In number 10 place. Call of Duty Warzone at number 9, Animal Crossing, FIFA 21, Ghost of Tsushima, The Last of Us 2, Genshin Impact, Valorant, Fall Guys, or Among Us. I am going to. How many more categories am I going to inflict on us all? We've got. You know what? I'll let you pick a category. Anna, you're going first this time, so you can pick a category. Do you want movies, TV shows, people, or dead folk?
TV shows?
Right. Name a TV show that was one of the top 10 most Googled in the world this year.
This Is Us.
It's not on the list.
What? Why?
Because you're the only person in the world who watches it.
It's the best thing in the world.
So good.
But it's not a What Are Anna's TV show.
Yes,
it
started like 5 years ago, mate.
It's really good, though.
It is good.
Neighbours isn't on here either.
Yeah, but I've been watching it, and the recent episodes, I've all got like the social distancing.
Yeah, the mistake you've made there, if they're the recent episodes, they weren't included. Because this is all compiled a month ago. But it wasn't relevant then because it hadn't come out in the period. Anyway, Pab.
Is it my goal? Tiger King.
Number 1 on the list.
You're annoying, Pab. I was expecting you to do something silly then. It's not recent enough to have the other obvious big one on there, is it? Oh my God. What else has been out this year that's been good? Love Island.
Hold on. I was going to say.
Love Island.
Let's not put the proviso of is it good on there. That's not relevant. Love Island's not on the list because it's worldwide. Anna.
The Crown.
Is not on the list. Pab.
Queen's Gambit.
Is number 8 on the list.
Oh, I didn't say that because it wasn't on any other list. God damn it.
Sheepdog.
Rick and Morty.
Is not on the list. Anna.
Afterlife.
Series. Anna.
Afterlife.
Are you saying Afterlife?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not on the list. Ab.
Cobra Kai.
Is number 4 on the list.
That's coming back next week. Very looking forward to that.
And Sheepdog.
Oh, I should know better. All I ever do is watch TV. Picard, was that this year?
It's not on the list. Damn. The 10 were Lock and Key, Outer Banks, The Queen's Gambit, Ozark, Emily in Paris, The Umbrella Academy, Cobra Kai, Money Heist, Big Brother Brazil, and Tiger King. And we are just going to... I'm putting myself out of my misery. I'm conscious of the time. We're going to declare Pab the winner in a minute, but first we're going to do most Googled things worldwide in the year of 2020. The 10 most popular Google searches this year on the entire planet. And we start with Sheepdog, don't we?
Sheepdog.
No, is it? Yeah, it's Sheepdog.
But is it?
It's Anna. It's Pab. We did Anna in the last one. Yeah, Pabby. Most popular things worldwide this year. Well, not necessarily most popular. My 10 most searched for things in the year.
Presidential election.
No, because you're in the lead. Okay. Sheepdog.
US election.
No. Anna.
COVID.
Yes, number one on the list. You only get half a point, though, obviously, because it's the COVID rule. Pab.
I said presidential election. Sheepdog said US election, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he's biting me on because it wasn't US presidential elections, he's a swine.
No, people aren't election searching for the election.
Researching.
Yeah, there you go. Number two on the list.
What's
that? He said election results because that's not the only place on the list. The election is. The election as a topic isn't on the list, but elements of the election are.
I see. Okay.
Oh.
COVID-19 symptoms.
Is number eight on the list. Anna.
He's already finished his. I need to go upstairs because he's got the controller in his hand.
Okay.
Have to go.
That's not on the list. Yeah.
Shout
That's
Tiger
fine.
King.
It's not on the list anyway. Pab.
I'm going to go with Donald Trump then.
Is not on the list. And then Sheepdog.
US election winner.
Is not on the list. I think that's it. Is that three guesses each? I think it is.
I think so.
So, your top 10 you could have had. Number 10, Google Classroom. Joe Biden. Coronavirus symptoms. Coronavirus update. India versus New Zealand. IPL. Zoom. Kobe Bryant. Election results. Or coronavirus. And that brings us to the end of this year's very COVID ruined Google Zeitgeist review of the year.
Did you
show.
Say no to election results when I just said that?
No, because Pab got the point for election results.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you said US election, I said presidential election.
I forgot, don't worry.
So the final scores are Anna on 9.5 points, Sheepdog 19 points. And I've got to check the sums are right for Pab because this is absurd.
That doesn't sound right.
Pab's on 37 points.
That can't be right.
That can't be right. Surely we didn't do that many categories, did we?
We've done 22 categories. So he's averaging. I mean, yeah, looking through most categories, he's getting a couple. Pab obviously pays attention or has cheated and read the lists like earlier on today.
I know. Who knows? I listen to a lot of podcasts and tend to be on the money with these things.
Are other people stealing our idea? Are we not the only people doing this
no,
just, show now?
Like, I try and
Who
run
am I
podcasts
suing?
Back through that. No one.
I'm going to sue somebody, Pab.
I'm not going to sue anybody. Podcast.
No, I bet you are. I bet Pab hosts a Zeitgeist podcast in cahoots with Big Potato Games. That's what this is all about.
I've been
so
poached.
Pab, you're the winner again. I think you've won it the last 11 years.
I've won it once, I think, haven't I?
And that was
sure.
today.
This is my second.
Congratulations, Pab. Sheepdog, you've got to pay more attention to the news
Thank
next
you.
Year.
I just don't pay attention to anything. My wife pointed out I don't leave the house at all. Like I've barely left the house in
So you should have been really good at this because this is a quiz that rewards people who just sit there on the internet all day like you do.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, I sit and argue on Reddit and stuff.
Exactly. Get yourself on Twitter rather than Reddit.
Well, if you'd have been asking me what the news was in Zimbabwe, where my trends have been set for the past year, Twitter was driving me nuts. So I set my trends to Zimbabwe trends, which are currently just the Skoda SUV family, which is a sponsored tweet by Skoda. And
you've
COVID-19.
Ruined your chances of winning this competition by doing that.
Well,
if you'd have been following the proper trends all year, you could have been victorious now. And this is the first year with a significant cash prize. So congratulations, Pab. Your significant cash prize will be on its way to you. And enjoy the new PC and garage conversion you'll be able to buy with it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a contract. It's unrecorded. I'm here as a witness.
It'll be in the same package as Lee McElwain's voucher. So we will be back next week at some point. I still don't know exactly when because of Christmas recording shenanigans, but we'll be back next week with our Game of the Generation, which we're going to be doing next week, and then normal service will resume in the well into the new year, like January sometime. The next episode is probably the new year as well. Anna's got very complicated shifts over the next few weeks. I don't know when we'll be recording, but we'll figure it out. Just make sure you subscribe. That's the key thing. Or follow us on Twitter at MGUK Podcast, because Sheepdog tweets from there every day, letting you know when podcasts are out or sharing clips of old podcasts that you want to listen to. Don't you, Sheepdog?
Oh, all the time, mate. All the time.
Exactly. You can also follow me at Lelujo.
Or me at RB6K.
And you can follow me at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Yeah, look at his little Twitch plug. Winner's perks. Twitch plugs for another year. Ridiculous.
Yes.
See you next year, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening, folks.